guys, it's me, Allie, obviously. I know that it's been a couple months since I released a new episode, and the reason being for that is I have really bad ADHD, and like focusing and finding the motivation to write out what I'm gonna say. Okay, I don't know if people know this or not. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't think I've ever said this on this podcast, but the way I do these episodes is I write out everything that I'm going to say beforehand because I'm really bad at like talking to nobody, just talking into thin air. So I have to write out like my thoughts, what I'm going to say, everything. So having and finding the motivation to sit down and write, it's just been like a super big struggle for me. And like my psychiatrist and I were working on finding a medicine, like an ADHD medicine that will help me focus, because like I'm having trouble focusing on other things too. So we're working on that. And I promise I won't leave you hanging for another month or two. But anyways, I'll catch you up on what's been going on with my life before we get into the episode. So I recently moved to the Midwest from Los Angeles, where I grew up. I moved because I needed to get away from the LA scene, the drugs, bad friends, expensive living, everything. So I moved to Wisconsin, and so far it's been really great and beneficial to my mental health. Also, I just want to say, for those of you who have DM'd me on Instagram telling me how much this podcast has helped you, thank you so, so much. I do my best to respond to every DM I get on Instagram. So if you have episode suggestions, need advice, or you just need someone to talk to or vent to, I am always here for you. You can find me on Instagram at AllieCat, AllieYYCAT. My link is also in the description. So today I'm going to be talking about how to cope with BPD and some skills you can use to manage it. When you boil everything down, the main feature or like problem that people with BPD have is emotion dysregulation. Now, emotion dysregulation refers to a poor ability to manage emotional responses or to keep them within an acceptable range of typical emotional reactions. So that basically means that we don't have the ability to manage our emotions in a healthy way and the reactions that come with those emotions. So for example, for me personally, if I'm mad, I'm really mad to where I'm throwing things, punching the wall. I basically become the devil. If I'm sad, I'm really, really sad, to where I'll self-harm or cry uncontrollably. I'm either at level 1 or 10 with no in between. I don't gradually become super mad. I'm either fine or I'm pissed. I'm either sad. I'm either not sad at all or I'm like completely devastated. If you've listened to my podcast episodes or my previous episodes, you know that I went to a mental health / rehab treatment for 30 days. If you're just starting to listen, I'll catch you up right now. In 2020, I went into a residential treatment center for mental health and substance abuse. This residential treatment center called Clearview focused on DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, as a way to cope with BPD and other mood disorders. It completely changed my life and gave me the tools and coping skills that I need to live a full life. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's amazing. I haven't had a BPD episode since going to Clearview. That's how much it helped me. The biggest thing that they taught us, and this is one of the coping skills, is mindfulness. Being mindful of your thoughts and actions is so important, and the best way to do this and to practice it is to notice the emotions you are having, no matter how big or small, and to let yourself experience the emotion without acting on it. Try to accept the emotion for what it is, and remember that no matter what emotion you are feeling, it will pass. Now, the peak of most strong emotional reactions and the urge to engage in dysfunctional activities, They only last a couple of minutes, so grab a timer and set it for 5 minutes. Again, let yourself experience the emotion and then distract yourself. Distraction is another coping skill that you can use. Those with BPD often ruminate on the same emotion, which means they are constantly thinking about it and reigniting those same feelings. And when you do that, the emotion lasts much longer. So distracting yourself from that emotion is a coping skill that I use more often than not to distract myself. I usually pet my cat or listen to a podcast that I enjoy. You don't have to distract yourself for a long time, but just for a little bit to let the emotion subside and like those feelings subside. Another way to cope with your emotions, and I learned this at Clearview, is to reset your body. And you can do this by holding an ice cube, doing an ice dive, or taking a shower. Now, an ice dive is when you get a big bucket or bowl of ice water and dunk your head into it. The cold temperature actually resets your body and brings you back to reality. If you don't want to dunk your head, you can just hold an ice cube or something really cold, and it gives off the same effect. When I was told this, I didn't believe it, but let me tell you, it really works. I remember a time at Clearview when we were in an AA meeting, and like the AA meeting for some reason was super triggering to me. Like they were talking about like drugs and like snorting cocaine, and it just like really triggered me, and like I just had the urge to do drugs and like just engage in dysfunctional activities. So I immediately went to the refrigerator, to the kitchen, and I took an ice cube and I held it in my hand, and like the result from me doing that was amazing because it completely took away the urge and the triggers that I had, and it kind of reset my body. And it's also a distraction tool. It distracts you because it's cold, and it kind of just helps you think about the cold instead of whatever's triggering you or whatever emotions that you are having. I think that one of the reasons that Clearview was so successful for me is because they put me in a sober environment where I could feel all the emotions I was having. During group therapy, we would break down whatever emotions we were having, and we would look at the before and after to see if there were any triggers or events that led up to having that specific emotion. And then we would break down that emotion, like what it did to you physically, mentally, how you would react to that, what dysfunctional patterns you had with that specific emotion. And it just gave me a chance to take a break and to look at myself and all the things that I was feeling, and to just really focus on me. So like if you're having trouble dealing with like your emotions and just BPD in general, I highly recommend getting into a DBT program or treatment center. That's like also another topic that we can discuss, because finding good treatment is really expensive, and not everybody has the finances or the healthcare to do that. I know that I'm really fortunate enough to have parents that want to support me and want me to get better. So they ended up paying for my treatment, which was like, it was almost like, I've said this before, but it was almost like going to college all over again. That's how expensive good treatment can get. But there's a lot of free online DBT resources that you can use to kind of learn new coping skills and just to like figure out what's going on with yourself. Like always, I keep these episodes short and sweet, mainly because I don't have the brain capacity to do more than like a 10-minute episode. I don't know what it is like about mental health, but I just don't think that these episodes have to be like an hour long to get my point across. Let me know if you think otherwise, and let me know if you would like longer episodes, because I can definitely try to make that happen. I just don't know how it would go if I were here to talk If I were here talking for an hour about mental health, I feel like it would get kind of boring. And I don't know if I can even, like, do that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have suggestions, please DM me. My link is in the description of this podcast. I hope you have a great day and you are strong. You are enough. You can get through anything. Just, this is so cliche, but believe in yourself and, like, you're worth it. You're worth it. So I will see you next week for the next episode on college and BPD part 2.